Well, no, I've met Mrs. Dorothy Carter, who's the secretary and treasurer of the Finmere Village Hall Committee. Mrs. Carter, I've been told during my visit this afternoon that there were some problems with the village hall over the past couple of years.
Yes, this is correct. It was lack of funds, and they were going to close it down 12 months ago. But we formed a new committee, which I am now second treasurer. I was not on the committee before this, and we are doing very well at the moment.
So presumably you're raising more funds?
Yes, we have over £200 in the bank at the present moment.
How long is it taking to raise that much?
12 months.
Well, you must have been busy. Now, what sort of things have you been doing over the past 12 months?
Well, we did a sponsored walk and jumble sales in the fete, rum bingos, and, you know, lots of little things out.
All the usual sort of activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, though. But whereabouts did you go on your walk, for instance?
Well, it was only a 10-mile walk, because it was mostly children that did this for us, but it raised over the £40 mark.
Mm. Of course, Finmere is not a very big village, is it? So £200 is quite a substantial amount of money.
Well, it is, yes. Especially in 12 months. We're very pleased with it.
Mm. So now the village hall has been reprieved. What sort of things go on there?
Well, the usual, you know, the bingos. Now, at the moment, we've just started a play group, which is very much like a youth club, only with the younger section of the village, which includes all the children that like to come. And we do this through on a Tuesday evening, go through from 6 till 10, and the children doing.
So they all get together, it's almost an extension of school.
Yes, mm-hmm. But they more or less do what they want, you know, we get some free expression into it.
Do you enjoy this?
Yes, very much.
Mm-hmm. What sort of role do you take in it?
Oh, just generally keep an eye open on them and helping them or organising the games with them, you know.
The one thing I didn't say, I mentioned it as an extension of school, but what we didn't say is I'm actually talking to you here in the village school because you're the village school caretaker.
This is right, yes.
How long have you been working here?
Since it opened, 11 years.
It strikes me it'd be rather an easy place to look after because it's a nice open plan, plenty of freedom to move around.
Well, it is. There's not a lot of odd corners that you can, you know, get stuck in. Mm. Quite pleasant, really.
How long have you been here in Finmere?
18 years.
And where were you before?
Bicester. Well, we came through from Whitney. I originate from Whitney, but my husband and I, we were running agricultural camps in Bicester and surrounding areas.
Agricultural camps? Now tell me a little bit more about this. What's that?
Well, they were, we had DPs to start with, the displaced persons, mm-hmm. and then the lend a hand on the land camps where they used to come down for holidays and work on the land.
Mm. Was it very difficult to run?
No. Very interesting.
How many people would you be looking after, roughly?
Well, it varied from 150, I suppose, to about 250. It varied on the camp that you were. But we had St. Alenians at one camp, you know. It was very interesting indeed.
Mm. What sort of job would you be doing, though? Would you be looking after their welfare?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what you call a matron. Sort of a hostel matron.
Rather a big family, then.
Well, I wouldn't want a family like it myself, I don't think, really.
What do you think of Finmere? Do you like it here?
Yes, I've got used to it now. I thought it was a bit out in the wilds when we first came here, you know, but I've got used to it.
What about the people that live here? Are they very friendly?
Yes, very nice. Mm-hmm.